the complexity of life as I drive along a Irish country road with shadows cast across the tarmac from green trees, wending my way towards Limerick, towards the university known as UL, a place that started life as NIHE, Technical College, and became a remarkable campus on the outside Limerick City, where 20,000 people or so, you know, conduct their learning. I think about the complexity of my day today, and probably your day today. Are you doing more than one thing? Are you doing five or six things during the day? And it isn't just a matter of I'm driving the car and I'm thinking and I'm feeling, but I have a mind in Kerry during the day today because Roger Overall and Peter Cox and Neil McShane, and in fact one or two others whose names I haven't registered, are going off to test some important cameras. They're pitching a 5,000 euro camera against a 50,000 euro camera system, if you like, and are going to run a test, and there's a possibility that it'll all go up on Google Plus and it'll all end up on YouTube. And there's a tremendous excitement in one side of my brain about that, because I'm sort of, from a distance, playing the role of a sort of transmedia director. If that's our transmedia nomad director, to borrow the great man AJ Leon's phrase. That's the AJ Leon, the only AJ Leon in the whole world, from Misfit Inc., by the way. And he is well worth finding. I'm completely distracted by the thought of being on the road and meeting AJ Leon in the White House pub in Limerick some months ago, together with Melissa Leon and Jesse M. White. And that is a complete unexpected distraction from my point, but which is about complexity. So on the one hand, there's this stuff going on over there, and I am actually I'm trying to keep myself in contact with it and provide the occasional service to enable the event to take place. The bit I'll be most keen about myself, because I can have a role in it, not that I wouldn't be into, I'd love to be out there with landscape photographers watching the landscape and watching how they photograph it. I'd love to do that. Then again, I only take snaps, so I'm not in their ball game. But where I am in their ball game is in relation to communicating what they're doing in a new way, and in a way that has a chance of connecting with audiences, unimagined audiences, via degrees of pixels that are very, very short. So back to the fact that I'm driving on a road to Limerick. Why on earth am I going to Limerick if my heart and my mind and my sensitivity and my connectivities, my conversation is all about Kerry? But I'm going to Limerick because I have a plan. And to be honest, the people in Limerick have conspired with my plan, or colluded with my plan unintentionally. My intention is to do as many speaking gigs as I can during the rest of 2012. And that means that if you're out there listening to this and you want me to come and speak at your event, please get in touch with me. You know, I may even come, you know, I may charge less than Chris Brogan. You know, you never know. Joking apart, I'm going today, and they're not paying me any money for this unconference today. Yeah, it's out of, but I feel very fortunate. I have an opportunity to sit in a room with a lot of geeks. I call them geeks. I call them people like Bill Gates and people like that. They're, in other words, they're developers. They go under the hashtag and under the Twitter name of 3D Camp, C-A-M-P, and that doesn't mean that they're all cross-dressers and camp, and that this is not a gender conference or a sexuality conference or anything like that. This is actually about software development. And the other topics on the agenda today are ones that I can barely pronounce. In other words, and in fact, to be absolutely truthful, when we get to words like geolocation, and that's the simplest level, entry-level word on it, my eyes start to glaze over. I use things like, phrases like, where you are. But these other people use geolocation. And you know, that's just me. I'm just obsessively anti-technical jargon, or untechnical, I suppose. But anyway, I'm going to Limerick because it's an honour to be invited. It's also, I've done some things in Limerick in the past, and this is one more thing I'm doing in Limerick, and Limerick is a place I ran out of as quickly as I could after my childhood, wanted to get away from, and I'm now a different person, and Limerick's a different place, and I won't go quite as far as to say I'm in love with Limerick, but I really do like Limerick, and I'm keen to support Limerick, and if there's something going on in Limerick that I could help with, then you can... a good chance you might get me, you know, in this kind of generosity mood, because I really do would like to help Limerick become a better place. In case that's ambiguous to people and they think I also would like Cork to become a better place, and frankly I'd like the whole world to become a better place. I have a 6-year-old daughter and have a massive vested interest. Good morning, sir. By the way, when you drive along a twisty Irish road in the countryside, I say this to the tourists coming to Ireland, it is actually usual and normal, if you're Irish, that you give a little salute. Obviously you can't salute if the person can't see you very easily because the sun is bouncing off your reflected windscreen in your car, but it is a custom and practice in Ireland that you raise your finger, you doff your cap, you nod. We don't do winking at strangers, but we do sort of slight movements of the head. In my case, from right to left, it's a bit like you have a tick. You can practice it, you know. Practice giving a little... it basically is, you know, you clock the other person and you let them know you've clocked them. And if you do it with your eyes in a certain way, it can denote, you know, I'm open for conversation if, you know, you're also on the road. That leads me to think of David White, the great, great poet who's out there in the far reaches of Canada, I think, or else the United States, but somewhere around Seattle. And he's the man who introduced me first to the word Namaste. And Namaste is a great, great phrase, language, sound. I love it, I love it. And the idea that, you know, Namaste. I won't even bother trying to pronounce it, translate it for you, put it into it, because you can paraphrase it for yourself, but it's untranslatable, and yet it's like that word in French, sympa. You know that word in French? Sympathique. I mean, there is no word in English called for sympathique. Just as there's no word in French for, in English for vachement, which is one of my favorite French words, vachement. Je suis vachement joli. Anyway, that is a joke, really. There was somebody on Twitter yesterday who I was talking, well, not talking, but exchanging views on. And the idea that we would actually converse, we would do stuff in French. I know what it was. I was sitting next to somebody in a cafe and they were speaking French, and I tweeted to say that I absolutely love the sound of spoken French. I can't read French all that well, but I used to be able to speak it fluently. But the sound of spoken French to me is wonderful, wonderful. People talk about Italian and Spanish and all those other languages, but in a spoken sense, French is for me. I suppose I fell in love in French. That's another story, long, long time ago. So while I'm on the topic of languages, I would say, yeah, spoken French, written. If I could read any language, it would. To be realistic, other than, yeah, it would be Spanish, no question about it. Spanish for me is the language I would really love. I want to read, well, it isn't just that I want to read Pablo Neruda in Spanish, but I want to be able to read Spanish. And of course, I might as well graft on the ability to speak it, but I'm absolutely hopeless, and I'm not being modest, hopeless to that. So there we are, that's a little... What are we talking about? Complexity. Yeah, we're talking about the human complexity of being a person who has stuff that comes along. So, Kerry, Limerick. I didn't tell you what I was doing in Limerick. I'm going to speak about the future of audio. The future of audio and the big, you know, the kind of question to attract the audience is kind of like, is audio the past or the future? So, if you manage to listen to this much of this particular audio during the day and you want to send me a tweet... at Omani Blog, or you want to send me back a direct message on Audioboo, or you want to contact me by carrier pigeon or smoke signal, to say something about the future of audio in your opinion. I would certainly be influenced by you. So I'm feeling very, very influenceable today. Yep, a little story. The mentor, the greatest mentoring influence in my life was a guy called David Heyburn. And David once told me what it was like to be a consultant. Now, he had a remarkable mindset, but I'll give you the word consultant anyway, because it would take too long to try to represent David Heyburn in this audio. But David Heyburn said that when he worked as a consultant, he left his ego at the door. And for David Heyburn, that meant that he left everything at the door. I mean, besides his physical body, he left his ideas, his thoughts, his desires, his wants, his needs. He left them at the door and he went into the room. And he went in and he was then present for the other person, totally attentive to whatever came from them, undistracted by any desires, wishes, thoughts, feelings, anything like his own. Now, that's a very, very remarkable self-development journey to get to the point where you could even, first of all, even think that thought and then practice the skill. And I can actually attest that for me, he did actually achieve that level. But he was giving me a vision. I know he was mentoring me. He didn't call it mentoring, but he was mentoring me. And, you know, rest in peace, David Heyburn. You certainly gave me a lifetime journey to work on. So here we are. You are Welcome Inn. That's the name of the Irish pub that I'm passing, Ida Blend. The Welcome Inn, Ida Blend. It's in a community alert area, and I'm now entering an 80 kilometer per mile zone outside that place. That was probably a 50 back there. I see lilac. Reminds me of Walt Whitman. He had a great poem to do with lilacs. But I see yellow, I see, you know, colours. I see yellow, I see green, I see white, I see brown, I see a Payne's grey, I see a rouge, I see a black, I was going to say a black dove, but it wasn't a black dove, of course. It was a rook come, you know, sweeping down, playing the part of a swallow. You know, I see houses, unpainted houses. I see that Irish countryside has a characteristic that you wouldn't get in other countrysides that I know of. And it is that there's almost, as you drive along the road, the place is full of little houses, all of which probably have their own septic tanks, because they were built according to zero plan. But if you had a field at one stage in your life, you might have decided you were going to put a house on it. So there is a long ribbon development. And I suppose, to be truthful, rather than railing against it, I better adopt the viewpoint that it's one of these characteristics, and that whatever I might think about it from a geopolitical economic point of view, but from the point of view of the consequences of it on the national economy and all that, it is a distinguishing trait. I mean, you can drive through the Scottish countryside and you find no houses. You're in wilderness and it's wonderful. But you ain't finding that too easily in Ireland. And I see the Tipperary show is on Saturday the 9th of June. Okay, I'm now wittering, but I see there's a house for sale by Mitchell. So, in fact, there is an estate agent up. But anyway, back to Limerick. The other people in the building in the university today are highly technical people. And I will report in an audio coming back on what I learn, because I know some of you are, you know, technical experts, and, you know, I want to keep that technical expert audience. You never know, but there we go. There's a horse going by on the other side. I'm just telling you where I'm coming to. I'm coming to a place called Knocklong, Knocklong, all one word. I wish you as glorious a day as it is here, as I pass posters that say, "It's all about stability." Bye-bye.